And now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday the 22nd of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, Fastnet, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Fitzroy 989, expected Plymouth 995 by 1800 Saturday. Low South East Iceland 991, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, southeast 7 to severe gale 9, showers, good. North Utsira, southeasterly 6 to gale 8, fair, good. South Utsira, 40s Cromarty, southeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 except in Cromarty. Rain in 40s and Cromarty, good, occasionally poor in 40s and Cromarty. Fourth Tyne, southeast, backing east later in Tyne, 4 to 6, rain, good, occasionally poor. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, southeast 6 to gale 8, showers later in Dogger, good. Humber Thames, east or southeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Dover, White, southeast 3 to 5, backing east or northeast 2 to 4 later, showers, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth, southeast becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, northwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy Sole, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, becoming northwest 6 to gale 8. Thundery rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, cyclonic 5 to 7, but southeast 4 or 5 at first, except in Fastnet, occasionally gale 8 in Fastnet. Rain, perhaps thundery in Lundy and Fastnet. Good, occasionally poor. Shannon, northwest, veering north, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Rockall Malin, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, but 4 to 6 at first in Malin, becoming north 4, 5 or 6. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides Bailey, northwest 4 to 6, but cyclonic at first in Hebrides. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southeast becoming cyclonic later 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, but cyclonic 6 to gale 8 until later in East Faroes. Rain, fair later, good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southeast by east 4, 7 miles, 997, falling. Stornoway, southeast 3, 8 miles, 999, falling. Lerwick, south-southeast 6, mist, 2 miles, 1010, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, south-southeast 4, mist, 2 miles, 1005, falling. Aberdeen, southeast 3, mist, 2 miles, 1005, falling. Lucas, northeast by east 4, mist, 2 miles, 1003, falling. Boomer, southeast 2, mist, 1 mile, 1003, falling. Bridlington, southeast 4, 1002, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by south 4, 5 miles, 1003. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, east southeast 2, 1000, falling more slowly. Jersey, southeast 4, 12 miles, 999, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by east 4, 5 miles, 998. Scilly Automatic, southeast 6, rain, 1 mile, 993, falling slowly. Milford Haven, southeast by east 4, recent drizzle, 3 miles, 996, falling slowly. Aberporth, south-southeast 4, 16 miles, 996, now rising. Valley, east-southeast 2, slight rain, 4 miles, 997, falling more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southeast by east 3, slight rain, 5 miles, 999, falling slowly. Valentia, north-northwest 1, slight rain, 14 miles, 995, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, northeast by east 4, slight rain, 1 mile, 998, falling slowly. Malin Head, southeast by south 4, moderate drizzle, 4 miles, 996, falling. Macrahanish Automatic, east by south 3, 8 miles, 998, falling more slowly. Now the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation. A low pressure will move north over the Celtic Sea overnight, bringing rain and showers and a strong southeasterly flow to the coastal waters, with gales for a time over northern Scotland. A low will then move east through the channel tomorrow, bringing gales for a time in the far southwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeasterly, becoming cyclonic later, 5 to 7, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Fair, then rain, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in northeast, becoming cyclonic 4 or 5 later. Fair, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southeast 4 to 6, backing east or northeast 4 or 5 later. Fair, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southeast 4 to 6, backing east or northeast 3 or 4 later. Fair, then showers, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southeasterly 4 to 6, backing easterly 3 or 4 later, then backing northerly or northeasterly 2 or 3 later. Showers, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southeasterly 3 to 5, backing easterly 2 or 3 later, then backing northerly 2 to 4 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southeast 4 to 6, backing east or northeast 2 or 3 later. Rain, then showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southeasterly, becoming cyclonic, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in west. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southeasterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later, then becoming northerly 6 to gale 8 later in west. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then north or northwest 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 4 or less, then northwest 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, then northwest 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southeast 3 to 5, veering northwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. southeasterly 3 to 5, veering southerly 3 or 4, then northwesterly 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later in North Channel. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southeast 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then northwest 5 to 7 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northwest 5 to 7, veering north 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, southeast 6 to gale 8, increasing gale 8 or severe gale 9 for a time, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Fair then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin and brings us to the end of our day here on Radio 4. Thank you for listening tonight. I'm Amanda Litherland. I'm here at Broadcasting House in London. And I hope that wherever you are, the rest of your night is a very peaceful one. It's good night from me, Evie.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hi there, I'm Ed Butler. This is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today, we are looking at the announcement by the Trump administration that it's revoking temporary legal status for around 500,000 Latin Americans based in the US. What's going on there? And as the world focuses on events in America, in Ukraine, in Gaza, how about another part of the world, Africa, where recent cuts to Western aid could have a devastating effect?
Whenever there is a huge shift, there needs to be some kind of contingency or bridge where we're going to focus on the very basic services, but immediately just unplugging everything. I mean, that's the hardest part.
And controversy already for Disney ahead of the new movie version of the classic fairy tale, Snow White.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The Trump administration has announced that it is revoking temporary legal status for around 500,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans and Venezuelans, effective from late next month. It comes after a judge at the centre of a deportation row with President Trump imposed a restraining order in the White House. Marilyn Thomas reports from Washington.
President Trump's latest move to crack down on immigration has set its sights on immigrants who entered the US through a parole program under the Biden administration. The process, which allowed entry to Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans, was intended to reduce illegal immigration by providing legal pathways for migration. According to a Federal Register notice, the administration has urged affected immigrants to leave by themselves in the next 30 days or face arrest and deportation. It's unclear how many of those who entered the US on this immigration program have another form of status or protection which could allow them to stay in the country legally.
Europe's busiest airport has resumed some flights after electricity at London Heathrow was restored. The airport was shut for most of Friday, causing global travel disruption, impacting more than 1,000 flights and around 200,000 passengers. Heathrow's chief executive has apologised for the blackout that closed the airport, but says he expects it to be back in full operation on Saturday. There are questions about whether this will be possible, with some airlines already cancelling flights. Riot police have clashed with crowds protesting against the detention of the popular mayor of Istanbul. Violence has erupted in the city itself and in Izmir, Turkey's third largest. Protesters have called the arrest of Ekrem İmamoğlu politically motivated. He's President Erdogan's main rival. President Erdogan has denounced the demonstrations. More from the BBC's Hilkan Boy.